Blog Talk Radio.
I come to you this evening from Real Women, Real Talk platform. Thank you so much for another broadcast. I'm excited to be here this evening. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you for your following us each and every week. I so appreciate you. Without you, I would not be able to do what I enjoy doing, and that is bringing a platform to you every week that is a real platform for real women. Typically, I say it's the new 40, which is the new 20. But anyway, it's for all women. But thank you so much. And before we get started this evening, I just want to start off with prayer, because that is the foundation of everything that we do here, because without prayer, I would not be able to do what I do. I would not be able to come to you each and every week. And I just thank God for it. So we're just going to tap into His Spirit this evening, and we're just going to just lift up the name of Jesus. So, Father, first of all, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day. And I just thank you, Father, for a renewed mind, for a right mind. And, Lord, I just thank you for every blessing that you've bestowed upon your people and all those that are traveling. And, Father, we just lift up those that have experienced a lot of snow in the last couple of weeks, and we just pray you be with them. But, Father, we just thank you for where we at, that we have not had no bad weather, and we thank you for that. And, Father, I just pray for this time that we have together. And Lord, I just pray that as I decrease, that you do the increase. It's not about me. It's not about my guests. It's not about what we have scheduled this evening, God, because we just want you to be glorified in the midst of us, oh Lord, because we know that there's a word that you have for someone this evening. Father, that chains will be broken, that people will be free in their minds, Father, that they be able to pursue you and chase after you with all that they have. And Father, we just pray a special blessing over my guest this evening, and I pray your blessing over her and your anointing over her, Father, because your hand is on her life, and I'm just blessed to have met her. And Father, I know it was you that orchestrated us to meet, and thank you, Father, for this dear sister that I have in Christ, and not only a dear sister in Christ, but a friend as well. And I thank you, and I pray that you will keep her and her wonderful family and continue to just pour out your blessings and pour out your spirit upon them and your anointing as they just go in new areas of ministry. And I pray, Father, that you would just order their steps. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you've heard it here from Real Women, Real Talk. And my guest this evening is no other than, like I said, a dear sister in Christ and a dear friend of mine as well. And like I said, I met her some time ago, not too long ago, but I just thank God for bringing her into my life. And she is the author. Her name is LaShawna Dobbs, and she is the author of this amazing new book entitled Broken But Now Healed. And she's a woman of God. She's a wife, mother of three, author, publisher, founder of Walking in Divine Purpose Ministries. She speaks freely about being abused sexually, mentally, emotionally, physically, verbally, and spiritually in her past. But now she is overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of her testimony. She is no longer a victim, but a victor. And her purpose is to encourage and empower individuals who have been subject to any form of abuse. So without further ado, help me welcome Miss LaShawna Dobbs to the platform. Good evening, honey. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Good evening, Barbara. How are you?
I am blessed, and I'm blessed to have you here this evening. I am truly blessed, and it is an honor. It is truly an honor. So tell us a little bit about your book. You know, so often when we write a book, it's from, a place in our past that God had to bring us to really tap into that purpose. So tell us a little bit about your book and how did this book come about that you birthed this book? And I know that God helped you to birth this book, and it's a powerful book. And I just want every woman that is listening and tuning in this evening to know about your story, because your story is probably no different than a lot of our stories today. But just share with us a little bit about that, will you?
Yes, I will. The title of my book, as you stated, is Broken But Now Healed. And the book came about at a time in my life, it was brewing in me at a time in my life when I was going through so much. I was going through a lot of pain, suppressing a lot of pain, and just was not dealing with things that happened to me in my past. And I was up one late night journaling, and as I was journaling, I began to hear God speak, and God said to me, broken but now healed. And I kind of jotted it down at the top of my journal, and I didn't know what it was in regards to yet. He just said, broken but now healed, and I just wrote it down. And after a right. couple of days, I went back into my journal, and as I was looking through my journal pages, I noticed the broken but now healed at the top. And when I saw the broken but now healed at the top, God began to speak, and he said, that's the title of your first book. So when Broken But Now Healed came about, I was in a previous marriage. I'm married again now, thank God, for what he has done in my life now. But the marriage that I was in such a broken state, a state of being emotionally and mentally abused at the time, and even verbally abused. And just going through so much pain and so much hurt and feeling like, okay, God, when is this going to be over? When am I going to get from this point to where it is I know that you desire for me to be? So as I was journaling that night, and I began to reflect on my past even prior to that night, and God just began to remind me of different things that I had went through. And there was a time when I had lived in Macon, Georgia. And mm-hmm. he began to remind me of how when I was living in Macon, how I had been through so much at that time in my life. It was a time in my life when I was hurting. I was depressed. I was addicted to alcohol. I was smoking about 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And I was just going through so much in my life. And there was a night when he reminded me of a night when he had saved my life, literally saved me from death. I remember getting a car with this guy that I did not know, that I had met in a club, and I just wanted to go out drinking because I loved to drink at that right. time. And I didn't right. have any money or anything. And I remember getting in the car with him and about 3 other guys jumping in the car with us. And I did not know what they were planning on doing to me or what was going to happen. And at that night when I was journaling, God brought it back to my remembrance. And he said to me, he said, I protected you then, and I'm protecting you now. Mm-hmm. And it was just so many different things that he brought back to my remembrance to be able to jot down and put in Broken But Now Healed, from the sexual abuse to the physical abuse, the mental, emotional, and spiritual abuse, just everything that I had went through, just to be able to tell that it's not a pity story, it's not a sad story, but to say that through right. everything that I've gone through in my life, God still loved me, and yet he's a healer and a deliverer. So it's
Amen.
Actually a triumphant
Amen.
Story.
Amen. Yes, it is. You know, it truly
yes.
is, you know, because, you know, so many women, you know, as you know yourself, you know, so many women have gone through so many different things in their life, you know, and some of them are not here to tell their story.
Yeah.
You know, but I always believe if you can go through a storm and you can go through the fire and you can come out still standing on your feet,
Jesus.
Not smelling like smoke, then you have the victory. That means that God has a plan for your life, you know. It's
yes,
like things
Jesus.
May come near you, but he will keep you in the hollow of your hand. You know, it's like he will keep you in the cleft of the rock like he did Moses, you know. And I do believe that God will keep us, and God has definitely kept you. And through this, you have birthed this wonderful book, you know, Broken But Now Healed, you know. But on top of that, tell us what else that is going on in your life, because it just didn't end there. You know, it seemed like that God had things back to back for you, you know. And I think sometimes that's how God does. You know, he puts you on one path, and then as soon as you nail one thing, then God's like, okay, now I want you to do this. You know, so tell us about the ministry that you are that you have right now, you know, which is called Walking in Divine Purpose Ministries. And how was that actually birthed itself? Was that a result of the book, or that was something else that what God has spoken to you directly about?
Yes. God is so amazing. It's funny how we'll go through things in our life, and when we go through traumatic experiences, it seems like it's just one after the next. So the blessings come the same way. And once I came to the place of knowing who I am in God and saying, you know what, God, I desire to know my purpose. I begin to seek his face, and I begin to ask him, okay, I know I didn't go through all this for nothing, so what is it for?
Right.
And he began to reveal unto me walking in divine purpose. It's and the ministry is titled Walking in Divine Purpose, Woman of Purpose and Power. And he began to speak to me about this ministry. And just as he just placed so much in me to I'm such an encourager. I just love to encourage people. Even when I was in the world, I encouraged people. I didn't like anyone to feel down about themselves, and I couldn't understand why I was like that. But now I understand the purpose that God has placed in me. So the platform for Walking in Divine Purpose, Woman of Purpose and Power, is to ignite women into their purpose. There are so many times when we as women, we just, you know, we're pushing everyone else. You know, we're doing
right.
everything. We wear so many different hats. We were wife, you know, mom, employee, you know, minister, whatever hat it is that you wear. And so many times we're feeling kind of left out, like, okay, God, like, why do I feel spent? Like, why do I feel exhausted? So Walking in Divine Purpose, we have noonday prayer every Wednesday, and women from all over the world come on the phone line, and we pray, and God allows me to pray for these women prophetically, and I just spend all. I pour out and pour back into them so that they can be restored and refreshed and receive what it is that they're looking for from God. And
Amen.
Even in, I'm sorry.
No,
and,
you go ahead. I mean, I'm just amazed. I truly am, you know. It's an awesome ministry, you know.
Yes, I am so blessed to I say it all the time, I'm so blessed that God handpicked me for this ministry. And even with the Walking in Divine Purpose platform, God has another facet to that ministry for women who have been abused. Because I have been through so many forms of abuse, and I can touch on every
right.
single one of them, I'm able to minister back into someone else who has also gone through the same thing.
Right, you know, so you definitely believe, you know, that everything that what a person goes through in life is to prepare them for what
yeah.
God has for them in their future, you know, and it's not for you, it's for someone else, you know. Now God is using you. You had to endure everything, but now God is using all that pain, all of that, and he has turned it into something marvelous, that it's a ministry that now you're able to pray for other women that are struggling, that are going through the exact same things, you know. But you also have something else to what you're doing, and so it's like, all right, you have the books and you have the ministry, you know,
yeah.
and Walking in Divine Purpose, but that's not it.
No,
and when I was talking
it.
With you, and it's amazing how God puts people together. And I was like, Lord, I says, why didn't I meet this girl months ago before I was getting ready to put out my book? You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. But tell us. I'm sorry. I got to be me at the end of the day. So, you know,
yes.
I make no apologies. I got to be Barbara. But anyway, tell us about another ministry, because I know that as we were talking the last time, some people may see it as a business. But you see
yes.
it as a ministry. So tell us about that ministry.
The name of my next ministry is titled Divine Purpose Publishing. While I was writing Broken But Now Healed, after the book was almost complete, God spoke to me and he said, Divine Purpose Publishing. He said, that's the name of the ministry / company that I'm giving you. So I said, okay. And as he began to give me the name Divine, he said the way that I would spell it in my logo would be all the letters in divine would be capitalized except for the two I's. The two I's would be lowercase. And so I began to question him and say, okay, God, why are the two I's lowercase? He said, because you always have to remember to go low, LaShawn. No matter where I bring you to in life, I need you to remain humble so that way I can be glorified. So I began to say, okay, God. So after Broken But Now Healed, I had some instructions concerning the publishing company, but it all didn't come together until really at the end of last year and last month, as God began to pour out of me everything that he was saying for this ministry. And so many people may look at it as a publishing company, so, oh, it's a business. But it's not just a business, it's ministry. Because even the very workshops that God would have me to do, I'm going to, in a business, you don't have someone going around saying, guess what, I'll teach you how to publish for free.
Right.
It's ministry. God has given me a divine plan to show people how to publish their own books for free, but at the same time, the workshop is going to ignite the author in them. We have received word after word after word. You're going to write a book. You're going to be an author. There's poems locked up in you. You're going to take your sermons, and your sermons are going to be put in a book. Whatever it is that God has spoken over your life, God has mandated divine purpose publishing to go into different ministries, organizations, businesses, schools, whatever have you, and to teach this workshop to ignite the author inside of you. So I'm very excited about what God is doing. Very excited.
You know,
it's not about the money. It's about ministry.
You know what? I feel your passion, and I felt it from the very first moment that when we actually spoke, because so often, you know, I feel that people, when they want to do something, they want to do it, and they want to gain money right away, you know, and they want to make a profit right away. But I believe that when you sow into other people's lives, you know, you will reap the fruit of your labor. You know, God will bless you because you're sowing into someone else. You know, you're not trying to keep it all to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I think that's what the problem is in the world today. You know, so I applaud you for being obedient to the Lord first and having a true heart for people that you want to do ministry, because so many people want to publish their book, but it's always money that gets in the way and they can't afford it. You know, and then you have all this greatness on the inside of a person, and it can never come out. You know, so God is using you with your publishing company as a vehicle to bring other people out that will allow books to be written of stories that's going to help other people out, you know. So besides all of that, you know, you seem like that you're very busy with everything that which you have going on. So how do you balance every area in your life with husband, children, family, ministry? You know, how do you create that balance? Because some people don't know how to do that, and it can be hard. You know, I know with me, I'm single, so it's easy. I don't have to worry about a husband and a family and all that, you know, but how do you manage all that?
Yes, I manage all that by first prayer. At the beginning of my day, I have to begin my day with prayer. If I don't begin my day with prayer, I feel off. I feel like things are just not going right in my day. So as I open up myself in the morning in prayer to just listen to what God is saying, as I go throughout my day, he literally will orchestrate my day for me. Like, I would literally hear him say, okay, that's enough working right now. Go cook. That's enough doing this. Go do that. You know, he'll sit there and he'll speak to me about what I need to do in my day, because I can't balance this on my own. In my own natural and human strength, there's no way that I can balance it, because not only is there walking in divine purpose and divine purpose publishing, but then there's my 6 a.m. line, which is a global gathering of intercessors that we do Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. So then I have that line as well. So there's a lot going on in my life, and everything has to be put in its perspective place so nothing crosses, because I know that ministry begins at home first. And my husband is my first ministry, and my children.
Right.
So when I put them in their right place, God allows everything to flow smoothly. Of course, not taking away from God being first over everything else
right.
and everyone else in my life.
Right. Amen. You know, now I know that, you know, I know it all so well now that what Paul says that, you know, that it is better to not to marry. Because when you marry, it seems like that your time is divided. You know, I know myself, you know, when I get up in the morning, prayer is the first thing that what I have to do. Well, without that, because, you know, I remember one morning I got up and, you know, some things just come out of the blue. You don't know what your day is going to be like. And one morning I had to get up and I had to run out real quick, you know, and I didn't have time to pray. And I was, my whole day felt off.
Yes.
You know, and I was like, God, I'm like, what is happening here? And that's when God just spoke to me. He's like, you didn't start off with me first this morning, you know. So what do you say to that woman, okay, that is not where you at, you know, does not have your faith, does not have your relationship with God, you know. What do you say to that woman that is struggling to be everything to everyone? Because sometimes you can be everything to everyone and lose yourself in the process of it.
Yes.
You know? So what I like to be able to do is speak to the Christian woman, but I also want to speak to the non-Christian woman as well. You know, what would your advice be to her that is struggling in her family, in a home, and still want to do something outside of the home, like a business or something? You know, what would your advice be to her?
My advice to her would be to set a schedule. I noticed that with a schedule, it keeps everything in its respective place. So whether it is, you know, if you start your day with whatever time you wake up, and hour by hour, set that schedule and understand that you cannot be everything to everyone. A lot of times we take on things that's not our responsibility to take on, and it sets us off course. So if I set my schedule, but someone, you know, needs me, and I understand that I don't even have what it is, honestly, to meet that need, but I'm taking 2 and 3 hours out of my day to sit on the phone with them, I'm
right.
upsetting my schedule, and that's going to knock me off course. So just beware of things that come in your life that's causing a distraction that's not according to your purpose. And we all have purpose, you know, regardless if you're a Christian right now, you know, regardless if you know Christ,
right.
no matter what, you have purpose. So anything that's coming into
right.
your life to cause as a distraction, to set you off course of your purpose, you kind of need to remove yourself from that. You know, set yourself a schedule, but also leave a little leg room. Leave a little 30 minutes here, 20 minutes here. Leave a little room just in case you do get jammed up with something. That way, everything in your day, you know, of course, everything's not going to always perfectly flow smoothly, but that way you
right.
have some kind of, you know, some kind of pace to your day.
Right. You know
yes.
what? Thank you so much. You just spoke to me there. You know, I was going through something 2 weeks ago, and it was, you know, someone had asked something of me, and I just did not have the time, you know, and I was doing so many other things, and I'm like, this does not fit in, and I felt as though it was a distraction, but at the same time, I started to feel guilty because I've always been the type of person that always want to help and do for others. And sometimes when I can't do for others, sometimes that can frustrate me as well. But I had to recognize where that came from. You know, God does not make us feel guilty. So I recognize
yeah.
that was a trick of the enemy to make me feel guilty, you know. But thank you for speaking that word in me, because so often that can happen to us as women, you know, because we got that nurturing spirit about us. You know, and we like to do and we want to help. But sometimes we can take on a burden that God never intended us to take on.
Okay.
You know, so thank you so much for speaking into my life, you know, because you definitely spoke to me and you just reaffirmed to me what I believed all along. So I just want to thank you for that word because it truly blessed me. But in the minutes that we have left on this show this evening, honey, tell us, what can we expect in 2015, because I don't see what else can we expect out of you, dear. You have already, I mean, you have already hit the charts, you know. So tell us, first of all, where we can find your book. Second of all, where can we connect with you so we can hook up with you and pray with you? And then third of all, tell us exactly where can we connect with you if someone is looking to get their book published, how can they contact you? And then finally, what can we expect out of you in 2015?
Amen. Okay.
I just threw all four of that out. Oh, Father,
you can find that's okay. You can find my book, Broken But Now Healed, and my second book, I Am Free. They're both available on Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, and also at Books a Million. And the names of the books again are Broken But Now Healed and I Am Free. The ministries that you can connect with me for prayer. The 6 a.m. line Monday through Friday is called Kingdom Connections, a global gathering of intercessors. And that number is 218-548-6435. That's 218-548-6435, access code 747-433-pound. And Walking in Divine Purpose, Noonday Prayer is a midweek prayer, and that is for women only. And that number, and that's Eastern Standard Time, and that number is 218-548-3023. That's 218-548-3023, access code 105-2316. 105-2316. And if you know anyone that's looking to publish a book, because although we also offer the workshops to teach you how to publish for free and how to ignite the author inside of you, and we offer those workshops all across the world, all across the country, for 10 or more people. And we also offer packages for those who do not want to do it themselves, and they're the cheapest packages around, and they also offer you in the packages you can find radio bookings, and it just offers the author a platform to set you up for greatness for the ministry that God has placed on the inside of you. And you can check out my website at DivinePurposePublishing.com. That's Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, Publishing, P-U-B-L-I-S-H-I-N-G.com. And you can expect
you got
out of me. I'm just saying one from one to the next. For God be the glory. And
amen.
In 2015 coming up this year, I'll have three new releases. The first book will be coming out March 15th of this for this year, and it's titled You Have Power, Use It. The second book that will be coming out in this year as well is titled Shattered Glass, and it's the subtitle is Picking Up the Pieces After Spiritual Abuse. And the third book coming out is called The Struggle to Pray. I don't know about anyone else, but there has been a struggle in my life in previous years, and even now there comes a fight against me when I'm trying to pray. And so the third book is titled The Struggle to Pray. And you can expect all three of those new releases in this calendar year.
Amen. Wow. Well, you're going to be putting them out one after another, ain't you? That's what I'm talking about. A woman that is moving and shaking and on fire for the Lord. You know, that is awesome. So in two sentences, if possible, give us last-minute words or any last-minute encouragement for the woman of today of 2015. So that's the woman that we're speaking to today.
Yes. I would like to say to the women that are listening on tonight, and even those who will end up listening in the future to this broadcast, wherever it is that you find yourself at in life right now, do not get stuck. Know that there is greater purpose on your life, and it's time for you to move forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, you heard it here from Real Women, Real Talk. And I am so excited, and thank you so much, honey, for joining us on the platform this evening. And I will be back next Wednesday, same time, same channel, for another interesting broadcast. You do not want to miss next Wednesday, because we're going to meet with an author that's going to teach us single ladies, okay, about dating in 2015. If that is your niche in 2015 to date, I have the show for you next week. Okay, so you do not want to miss. So thank you so much for listening in for another broadcast. We love you, and always remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be safe and keep yourself warm. If you're traveling or if you're somewhere where there's snow at, be warm, be safe. We love you, and God bless you, and may God smile upon you. All right? So see you next week, and we love you. Good night.